Chapter 15. The Reluctant Knight-Errant. Richard Walter was sitting in his small, classical white house in Lansing, Michigan, sipping wine and listening to opera in the civilizing presence of his antiques. The scowling, life-size samurai warrior, sword raised to attack, was a particular favorite. He was recalling his chat that day with a serial killer when the telephone rang, and he frowned. Walter had been promoted to the largest walled prison in the world, the Southern Michigan Prison at Jackson, from the desolate Castle Prison on Lake Superior. The high-tech prison gave him remarkable powers over the inmates. He could turn off their hot showers by a remote switch, or put them on a diet of prison loaf, all their meals blended and baked into a hard, tasteless brick. "You will learn to control yourself, or I will control you," he told them. Control gave him satisfaction, victory over chaos, and thus he found the voice on the telephone disconcerting. It blasted through the line, as loud and excited as a television car pitchman.
"Rich!"
He rolled his eyes. No one else called him that. Although Walter liked the forensic artist, he didn't enjoy being shaped by anyone. Furthermore, he didn't feel the need for human contact at that moment. He would dispatch a bender quickly.
"Rich, a producer at America's Most Wanted called me, and they want me to do a facial age progression of John List, the most wanted mass murderer in America."
"That's wonderful, Frank. I hope it works out for you."
"He's the bank vice president who killed his whole family in New Jersey. He's been on the lam for 18 years.
"Yes."
"He's committed the most notorious crime in New Jersey since the Lindbergh baby was kidnapped in 1922.
"It was 1932, Frank."
"Right."
Walters said nothing, creating a vacuum in the conversation. It was like a drawbridge pulling up. Bender waded into the moat.
"Rich, I thought maybe you'd want to help me. You could do the profile. I told AMW about you, and they're all for it."
Walter said nothing. He looked around the room. His music, books, the classical lines of the library. For years, these had been his constant...